The Crawford Creek wildfire has officially been declared under control. According to Nick Donnelly with the Coastal Fire Center of the BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, the fire remains at 21 hectares but was declared under control on the morning of Wednesday, July 12. Under control means the fire will not spread any further due to suppression efforts, wrote Donnelly in an email to the Squamish chief. Crews will continue to monitor it until it is declared out, he added. The wildfire was located about 16 kilometers east of Squamish on July 5 and eventually saw a full response, meaning response action is taken until it is deemed out as there is a threat to public safety or property or other things of value. Three other local spot fires called Lake Lucille, Beth Lake and Daisy Creek have all been declared out and are no longer listed on the BCWS wildfire map. The other three have successfully been declared out, Donnelly confirmed. Beth Lake and Daisy Creek were suspected to be caused by lightning, whereas the fire at Lake Lucille was suspected to be caused by humans. The Crawford Creek fire is still suspected to be human-caused. To the north of Pemberton and Darcy in the Kamloops Fire Center, the Casper Creek fire, K71535, has resulted in an evacuation order by the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District in the electoral area B for several properties mostly located on Highline Road near Anderson Lake. A blanket fire ban for Category 1, 2 and 3 fires came into effect across the province, with the exception of Haida Gwaii, on July 10. The BC Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, Bowen Ma, wrote on Twitter that violations of the campfire ban, specifically, could result in a $1,150 fine, plus administrative penalties of up to $10,000. Court convictions can land you fines of up to $100,000 and a year in jail.